CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read by G4NJH. You can find the original script on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday the 14th of September 2014. This is GB2RS. Here are the main news headlines. Updating the amateur radio licence, learn how to solder surface mount devices, looking ahead to the National Hamfest. The current form of the amateur licence has been around for several years, and Ofcom is keen to ensure that it continues to meet its regulatory needs. A consultation paper entitled Updating the Amateur Radio Licence has now been issued, and all amateurs are encouraged to read it carefully and to respond to Ofcom by the 20th of October. It's a 35-page, 264K PDF file. The RSGB has put together a brief commentary to help illustrate some of the more significant changes proposed, and additionally, we have opened a discussion forum in which any amateur can participate. The RSGB will use contributions to the forum to inform its response to Ofcom. It's on the RSGB site under License Review. If you're interested in learning how to solder surface mount devices, then the sessions taking place at the RSGB convention on the 11th of October may be of interest. Run by Dave Powis, G4HUP, there'll be practical workshops all day at which you can put into practice the tips and ideas discussed in his presentation at the start of the day. Opportunities for hand placement and soldering of SMDs will be provided, as well as the equipment for solder paste dispensing and reflow soldering under expert guidance. Each session is around 45 minutes and can be pre-booked by contacting Dave via www.g4hup.com/smd2014.htm. National Hamfest takes place on the 22nd and 27th of September at the Newark and Nottingham Showground. This year, several traders are bringing new products that will be shown for the first time. Details of many of these products are in the September and October issues of Radcom. There is also a large car boot area as well as the inside trade hall. Visitors will have the opportunity to ask questions of several RSGB committees, and Ofcom will also be there. See www.nationalhamfest.org.uk for details. SlowScan TV appears to be once again operational from the International Space Station. On the 6th of September, the ISS SlowScan television experiment was activated from the Russian service module on 145.800 megs FM. This followed an unsuccessful test back on the 27th of August, when only the carrier was detected but no SSTV audio tones were heard. Clubs and groups are reminded that they need to send their bids to host the GI4 IOTA call sign during December, which has been designated IAIU Region 1 Youngsters on the Air. Applications have been received from Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, England and the Isle of Man, with a number of clubs, schools and universities aiming to put youngsters on the air. Full details on how the month will work and how to apply to use the special call sign are on the RSGB website. Just search for IOTA month and you'll find all you need. Closing dates for bids is the 22nd of September, just a week away, so get working on those applications. The RSGB convention takes place between the 10th and 12th of October and will be held at the Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. It's once again sponsored by Martin Lynch and Son, whom the RSGB thank for their continued support. The latest lecture schedule is available on the RSGB website. Select About Us drop-down menu for convention details. Visitors should note that tickets for the technical dinner on Saturday evening are in limited supply and booking should be made as soon as possible. Gala dinner tickets for the same evening are still available. Weekend packages and pick-and-mix options should be booked on the RSGB website. Day tickets with no other bookings will be available on the door. Ofcom have advised that they are expected to be LTE test transmissions over the next few months in the 2.3 gigs band. LTE transmissions are the wireless communication of high-speed data for mobile phones. The tests will be in central London and will be up to 38 dBW ERP. if licensed radio amateurs should become aware of unusual transmissions, they're asked to bear this in mind. A report on 2012 trials in the UK, in the United Kingdom, that used 3.613 megs for 24K bandwidth high-speed data and video transmissions is now available to the public. It notes that by using modern modulation techniques on an SSB channel can support a raw data rate of 12,800 bits per second, and wider transmitters can support proportionally faster data rates. More information on this experiment can be found in a very fascinating article with a long title of Wideband High Frequency Communications 2012 UK Trials Summary, prepared by James Alexander of Rockwell Collins Corporation. You can find it at tinyurl.com/hf-video-testing. The 2014 D-Star QSO party will run from 0000 UTC on the 19th of September to 2359 UTC on the 21st. The goal of the party is to communicate through as many D-Star repeaters as possible around the world during the period. All operators who submit an approved log will be eligible for the prize drawing, with 10 lucky winners randomly selected to each win a prize. Full details, http://d-staruk.co.uk. Sochi hosts the Russian Formula One Grand Prix from the 10th to the 12th of October, and a series of 11 special event stations will be active from tomorrow the 15th until the 15th of October on all bands and modes. All the call signs begin UE16. Details of rallies for the coming week: the TARS 50th annual communications fair takes place today the 14th of September at Newton Abbott Racecourse in Devon, TQ12 3AF. The event is indoors. There'll be trade stands bring and buy, as well as RSGB bookstall. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2. Details from Mike Dixon, 01803557941. The West Kent ARS Radio and Electronics Fair will be held at Tunbridge Wells Grammar School for Boys, St John's Road, Tunbridge Wells, Kent, TN49XB today, 14th of September. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2.50. There'll be trade stands bring and buy and an RSGB bookstall. Contact Dave, G40TV, email rally@wkars.org.uk for more. The Five Bridges Cluster and the Angel Club are jointly hosting a workshop for examination invigilators at 7:30 p.m. on Monday the 15th of September. All current and potential exam invigilators are welcome to discuss best practice. The meeting will be at Whitehall Road, Methodist Church Hall, Bensham, Gateshead, NE84LH. Details from Nancy Bone, G7UUR 07990 760920. We have no details for rallies next weekend, the 20th and 21st. The next in the diary is the National Ham Fest. This takes place on Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th. The two-day show is brought to you by the RSGB in association with the Lincoln Shortwave Club, to whom the RSGB offers its thanks for the work involved. Taking place in the George Stevenson Pavilion, Newark, Nottinghamshire Showground, Lincoln Road, Winthorpe, Newark, NG24 2NY. Doors open Main Hall 10 a.m. 9:30 for the outside and car boot area. There'll be trade stands bring and buy, large RSGB bookstall, RSGB committees and special interest groups. See www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. And if you've got any rally or event information you'd like to appear in GB2RS, Radcom or the website, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events. Throughout September, Pontefract and District ARS will be remembering those who fought in the Battle of Britain using GB4BOB. Royal Engineers Association Radio Branch will be running GB1WWR in remembrance of World War I from Fort Amherst in Chatham, Kent, today the 14th of September. This is the Corps Memorial and Veterans Weekend. PA70OMG will be on the air until the 21st of September, commemorating Operation Market Garden by paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne Division on the 17th of September 1944. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Nigel, G3TXF and Paul ZS1S will be on Gough Island, AFO30, until the 3rd of October. Nigel will become ZD9XF on CW and Paul will be ZD9ZS on SSB. Four Australian operators will sign VK9NT from Norfolk Island, OC005, until the 21st of September. Look for them on all bands 10 to 160 metres using SSB and CW. EA5IDQ will be signing 9H3JA from Malta, EU023, between the 18th and 25th of September. Activity will be holiday style 10 to 40 metre bands using SSB and digital. QSL via home call, either direct or via the Bureau. Five operators will be on the air as BO0D from Tung Yin Island, AS113, until the 20th of September. Activity will be on all HF bands, including CW, SSB and digital, QSL via the Bravo Victor Bureau. Contest news, the SSB leg of the Worktor Europe contest ends at 23:59 UTC today, the 14th, after 48 hours on the air. The contest is 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report serial number, and EU stations work non-EU stations only. Worktor Brit 144 megs QRO phone contest takes place today, 14th of September, 1000 to 1400 UTC, the exchange of signal report serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 5th of October. Full details and rules and log sheets on www.worked-all-britain.org.uk or from the contest manager Tony Beardsley, G3XKT, email aebbooks@ntlworld.com. On Tuesday the 16th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 21st, the second 70 megs contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Sunday the 21st, this time from 1700 to 2100 UTC, the Bartag Sprint 75 takes place. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is just the serial number. All contacts are 75 board, please note. Now for the solar factual data from the period from Friday the 5th to Thursday the 11th of September, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 12th. On the 4th, two large sunspot regions located into view, and between them they produced numerous C-class. On the 4th, two large sunspot regions rotated into view, and between them they produced numerous C-class solar flares every day, and one M-class solar flare on the 6th and the 9th, and two on the 11th. On the 10th, activity increased to high when an X1-class flare occurred, the first since the 11th of June. Solar flux levels increased from 144 units on the 5th to 164 by the 8th. The average was 155 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 11th was 129 units, which is 1 unit down on last week. X-ray flux levels varied little day to day and averaged B9.5 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day except for the 11th, which increased possibly due to the arrival of a coronal mass ejection that left the sun on the 9th. The AP index on the 11th was 13 units. The quietest day was the 8th, with an AP of 5 units. The average was AP 8 units. Solar wind speed. Wind data from the A spacecraft saw solar wind speeds 330 and 490 kilometres per second. Particle densities increased to around 40 particles per cubic centimetre on the 6th, 10th and 11th. The remaining densities were low. BZ varied between minus 12 and plus 15 nanoteslas on the most disturbed days. Now the solar forecast for the coming week, at least for the first half of the week. The two active sunspot regions will still be visible before rotating out of view. Solar activity expected to be at low levels, but there is a good chance that activity could increase at least till midweek. Solar flux levels should be around the 150s most of the week, but could start to decline by next weekend. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be low. However, if an Earth-directed coronal mass ejection takes place, this would increase activity. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 25 megs. Darkness hour lows are expected to be about 12 megs. Path this week to Japan should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% rate of about 27 megahertz. The optimum working frequency, meaning 90% success rate, will be more likely to be somewhere around about 21 megs. Best time to try this path will be between 0900 and 1200 hours UTC. That's paths to Japan. And that's it from the propagation team for another week, and that's it from me for this bulletin until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.